about your father being a bootlegger, you started to realize that maybe there's a social stigma that came with being the bootlegger's son?
Well, early on, I didn't think anything about it, but I realized later on, and you got to understand, you're in the Bible Belt, southern Arkansas. But most of the guys that worked at the paper mill, a lot of them are Dad's friends, and Dad played poker with them, and most of them bought whiskey from Daddy, and they fraternized and were associates of his and spent a lot of time with Father. But there were those in the community that didn't respect maybe my dad's profession and therefore affected my social life. I was always puzzled why I thought I was a pretty good-looking guy, and I was a football player and the best player they had there. and some of the girls wouldn't date me. They eventually told me it's because their mother or father didn't want them to. But I always would have someone go up the front door and pick them up. I'd be waiting out in the car. You know, we got around that. We were smart enough to figure that out really quick and maneuver around that one.
So you would have maybe had an inferiority complex at that time?
You know, I think I had that later on when I went to the University of Arkansas. I didn't have an inferiority complex when I was across it, because all my buddies that I played with and grew up with, they didn't care. I had a great relationship with them. I was a captain of the team. I was one of the better players that played during my sophomore, junior, and senior year at CrossFit. I had a great relationship with those players and the students and student body. So I didn't have it till Daddy went to prison. Daddy was incarcerated at Cummings State Prison Farm, which is Arkansas State Penitentiary. If you ever saw the movie Brubaker starring Robert Redford, that was about the Arkansas State Prison Farm at Cummings, Arkansas. Prison reform, the theme of the movie. That's where Daddy was incarcerated, and every Sunday I would drive my mother to the prison farm, and we'd wait for hours to be able to check her cars out and check the baskets, the lunches, and all out before we could go into the prison on one single road. Daddy lived in a barracks, and I'll never forget, we've all seen probably the movie Brothers, Where Art Thou? And George Clooney, and it was a good movie, and with John Goodman, and depicted prisoners with black and white striped uniforms. Those uniforms did exist. That was what was worn in that era of the 40s and 50s. As we would drive up, you would see clustered out in front of the prison farm tens of thousands of acres of cotton, and clustered out there at different places would be flatbed trailers with prisoners pulling sacks of cotton, picking cotton, and they would be surrounded and circled by trustees sitting on horses with 30-30s across their laps. Daddy didn't have to pick cotton, and Daddy told me, sitting on a bunk in his barracks, that his job was one of the better jobs in prison. It was to raise rabbits. He says, you know, those guys out there picking that cotton got to have a lot of protein to pick that cotton. He says, we raise rabbits, and the reason you raise rabbits in a prison is because chickens take too much room and too much acreage to raise chickens on to feed that many. Rabbits can be raised in a cage, and chickens can't be. So they raise rabbits, and Daddy helped do that.
How old were you then, about?
I was a junior in high school when Daddy was incarcerated.
Were you around the day he was arrested and part of that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen my daddy arrested several times. He was never arrested by the local community, never arrested by the county sheriff. He got the county sheriff elected because he controlled the black vote in the community. The sheriff and Daddy were friends. They played poker together. They drank together. All the local politicians knew they had to have Daddy's support and friendship to be able to influence their political success. There's been many times that my father asked me about certain young people that were running for office that he didn't know that he knew I knew better because I had gone to school and knew about them later on when I was in college. Daddy got out of prison, went back to bootlegging. Daddy was still what he had always been. So it was something to see because Dad was always what he was. He was never a hypocrite. He would never change.
How long was he in the prison?
He's in there a couple of years, and he never got to see me play high school football my junior, senior year. And when I got out, we were talking about my inferiority complex. I think it was after that, that when I went on off to college, that I was more around strangers now, players from all around the state of Arkansas and other places, that all of a sudden I'm thinking that probably everybody knew that my father was incarcerated in prison, I didn't realize till later on in life that people don't have enough time to think about anyone else other than themselves. They spend about 30 seconds thinking about you, then the rest of the time it's about themselves. And it took me a while to figure that out. And so I realized later on those things don't matter, and people respect you for what you are and evaluate you and your relationship to them. But early on, that was one of those things that you had to deal with.
Yeah.